From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy.
I'm joined today by Tiffany Wilson, the president and CEO of the University City Science Center. Welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Of course. The University City Science Center launched a new program for first-time entrepreneurs called OnRamp. Can you tell us a little bit more about that program and why programs like this are essential to the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Philadelphia?
Yeah, so the Science Center, you know, we've been helping early stage scale, company scale for over half a century. But with OnRamp, we're really helping those people who are at the very beginning of their entrepreneurial journey. Really, the program is designed for those with an idea, but perhaps they don't have the technical or business experience to really bring to life that idea with the foundational education, guidance, resources, connections to really start and be successful at a business. And so in building out the program, we really want to ensure the founders we support are reflective of the city that we live in. And we know rising tides, they can and they should lift all ships, and really engaging with talented peoples maybe don't have an MBA, or they don't have the network, or they don't have the business community is a valuable and necessary first step. And then finally, we really want to get people to a point where they're comfortable and prepared to apply to our commercialization programs, and that can really help them scale their business and be successful.
Despite the challenges of the past year, how do you see the entrepreneurial ecosystem trending in 2021?
So I think we're really at a time where innovation in life sciences and healthcare technology has never been more important. As a result of the pandemic, we're seeing an increased openness to telemedicine and digital health technologies, which was really going to allow for underserved communities to access healthcare needs, which we saw through COVID be such a critical gap. And the Science Center is really well positioned to being a leader in getting these types of technologies off the ground and into the hands of the healthcare providers and the homes of patients.
With the new administration at the helm, what transformations would you like to see on a regulatory and legislative front for STEM education and the life sciences industry?
You know, we know that STEM education, it really fuels our regional economy, and it's resilient, but it's not pandemic proof. And so we really encourage the administration to prioritize innovation as an engine for inclusive growth and recovery. Supporting STEM businesses and expanding STEM education and career opportunities is really just going to enable broader participation in our long-term economic success across all areas.
When we met with you for our Invest Philadelphia report, you mentioned that one of the Science Center's initiatives is to attract a robust med tech sector to the Philadelphia region. Mm-hmm. Aside from the work of the University City Science Center to achieve this goal, what needs to happen on a local level from both the private and the public sectors to see this transformation come to fruition?
You know, we really need more companies like Spark Therapeutics to really start, grow, and stay in Philadelphia. And we need to share those stories widely and often across a national platform and even globally. We need our ecosystem to be, we need to be able to navigate it. And so everyone knows where to go, whether they're in Philadelphia, in the region, or someplace else in the country or the world. And so it's in everyone's best interest that we make it easier for people to connect and navigate. I really believe that once people have a better understanding of what's here, the more jobs and resources will flow, in addition to better supporting local companies to start in Philadelphia, stay and grow here.
Tiffany, you became the CEO during this pandemic. And despite the challenges and events of this past year that were already challenging, taking on this new role, how have you personally transformed this past year?
That's a great question. And I would say that there was nothing really that personally transformed me. I think what it really showed to me are the things that I value as a leader in this mission-driven organization around being authentic, being transparent and collaborative, a commitment to our mission and always working to do the right thing, and building a team that aligns those goals really have enabled us to be resilient as an organization and have enabled us to accelerate the way we support entrepreneurs, we support workforce that can come together as an organization and in the community to have an impact moving forward.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.